Here in the United States, we have the National Spelling Bee. In China, they have this.
Let's vote for him first, okay? 3, 2, 1.
It's the annual Star of Outlook English competition. Not the world's catchiest title, but this is a big deal. Millions of young Chinese competing for a place in the national finals, which, like the National Spelling Bee, is when the TV cameras start rolling. In fact, hundreds of millions of TV viewers watch the final round on CCTV, China Central TV, the state broadcaster. On today's pod, we follow contestants through a regional final. The pressure, the families, the judges, the jokes, and the incredibly good English. It's all here.
The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Okay, so Nina Porzuki has been backstage these past few days at the Beijing Regional Final. This is the make or break round before the national semifinals and the coveted final. Now, of course, large parts of the world are learning English. And in that sense, this competition, it's not unique at all. There are talent competitions and the like in many, many countries. But there is nothing, Nina says, that quite measures up to this one.
CCTV is actually the largest television network here in China. And back in the year 2000, they started this English competition. It started small, but today about 5 million kids in 30 provinces compete to be the champion of English, which is, you can imagine, is quite something.
Yep. So now the scene on the eve of this particular round of the competition. This round isn't televised. It's held in a hotel somewhat out of the limelight.
I'm about an hour and a half outside of Beijing in this compound where hundreds of kids are running around practicing their English speeches. They were gathered today and they got their number for when they're going to do their speech competition. And they got to parade across a red carpet to the tune of the Olympic anthem. So a lot of anxious kids, but more anxious than that are the parents. Oh my God, so many helicopter parents.
And here's one parent talking about when her kid started studying English.
He studied English at a very young age. And a golden age, I think. I want him to be an ambassador between the two countries and around the world.
No pressure then. And when she said he started learning English young, she wasn't kidding. He was two. Two! He's seven now. Kind of a veteran.
My name is Jack.
I'm not nervous. I sing a song.
Oh, you sing a song. What song did you sing?
I don't want to say.
No? You being shy?
No, I don't want to say. I'm looking forward to win the first prize.
Well, good luck, Jack. And he mentioned having sung a song. That was part of a preliminary stage in this round, a talent show that's been taking place in the days leading up to the main event. There was also a written test and a round where you had to deliver a speech. This is a truly grueling marathon. Well, someone who knows all about this is American David Moser. He's a writer and professor at Beijing Capital Normal University. He's also been one of the longest serving judges of the Star of Outlook English competition, so much so that he's well known to Chinese TV viewers. Here is David Moser in action, quizzing a high school age contestant in a previous year's contest.
I want to have you do some more asking where the toilet is with different styles of English. So ask where is the bathroom in British English.
Okay. Excuse me, I need to take a leak.
Okay, rap English.
Rap English. Yo, yo, dude, David, I need to go to the bathroom, so show me the way, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Harry Potter English.
Excuse me, Professor Dumbledore. Can you tell me the password to the lavatory?
Wow. I don't quite know how to react to that. I mean, it is incredibly impressive, but just a tad depressing at the same time. So that's what the televised final round sounds like. It's what everybody at this regional final is thinking about, dreaming about. It's the holy grail for all of these contestants.
If you get onto the CCTV finals, you're in front of not 5 million, other competitors. You're in front of you know, hundreds of millions of Chinese folks watching you be the best at English as you possibly can be. So it's a little bit about the notoriety.
There are prizes, college scholarships and all kinds of other things. But yes, fame may be the biggest prize of all. Here is Michelle Tsui, a former finalist. She didn't win, but just making it to the final was enough for her.
Such exposure on TV, if you make it to the national final and all of the things that actually comes with it, will look so good on your track record. And CCTV is the deal, right? It's like, I don't know, it's different in America. It's really the maximum exposure an individual can get.
Today, Michelle lives in Seattle, where she works in advertising. All of her fellow competitors have gone on to do interesting things as well, host TV shows, write books. One even became the CCTV White House correspondent. So we're going to fast forward a little bit. Those clips I played previously of Nina, they were recorded a few days ago before the Beijing regional final, before Nina and everyone else at the event heard its highlights and lowlights. Here now is Nina's story, which she put together after the event, which begins with the talent show portion of the competition. And anyone who's a parent who sat through similar talent shows at their kid's school, you know this sound all too well. Future parents, you've been warned.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Contestants have 1 minute to show off their talent. There are magic tricks, flute performances, one salsa dancer, a couple of Rubik's Cube experts, a hockey skater. By dinner time Saturday night, one of the judges, Hester Veldman, looks bleary-eyed.
I watched 450 talents today. I heard the Frozen song about 300 times.
Veldman's originally from the Netherlands, but she's been teaching English in Beijing for the past year. This is her first time judging this kind of competition.
The parents are really serious about it. Like, I saw a dad who was actually, like, commanding his son to move this way and stand that way and don't do this and speak louder. And they're used to that pressure. So to them, it still feels like summer camp. But with the Western eyes, we think, wow, that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid, right?
And then there are kids like Harry.
My name is Xinhua, and you can call me Harry.
Harry's tiny, with glasses. He looks about 11, but he's 13. No worries, his confidence makes up for his size. Harry's never lived abroad. His parents don't speak English. They moved from Inner Mongolia to Beijing 5 years ago. Harry started learning English in the third grade, which is relatively late. Beijingers start in the first grade. But while Harry's English isn't the best, he is teeming with ideas. He tugs at my sleeve in anticipation of telling me his talent, which he eventually does.
Today I'm going to study a part of Obama's speech. His speech when he said in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Maybe it's the first time he became a president. The one of Hello Chicago. If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, so do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yes.
He still wonders if the dream...
Sure enough, Harry takes to the CCTV stage in a red tie and dress slacks and delivers Obama's acceptance speech. He came up with his talent idea all himself, he tells me. He's a big Obama fan. And he figures many of the judges would probably be Americans, so the speech would surely make them feel patriotic and surely give him a high score. Clever kid.
Is the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, or the black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native of America, gay, straight, disabled, and not disabled, Americans who send message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or collection of red states and blue states, we are and always will be the United States of America. Woo!
You should run for president.
Thank you. Next up.
Coming off stage, Harry is beaming. I whisper a question.
How you feel?
Very good.
Outside we speak a little about his feelings for his own president, Chinese president, Xi Jinping, or Chairman Xi, as Harry calls him.
Actually, Chairman Xi, he was, you know, in Chinese we call it Chairman. You know, Chairman Xi, he's trying to do something called a Chinese dream. You know, China was
President Xi's Chinese dream, Harry says, is to help China rise again, to become an important and powerful nation.
So what's your Chinese dream?
I'm going to try my best to help my country grow up.
Harry may think his country may be in need of growing up, but he himself appears to be doing just fine. He finds out he survived the Beijing semifinal and final round. He'll be heading to the national semifinals in June, just one round away from the big televised event. When I went to wish Harry good luck, I find him passed out, asleep in the back of the auditorium. Never mind. He doesn't need my luck anyway. He already told me he's confident. He'll make it all the way and get on TV. I wonder if he'll give Obama's speech on Chinese state television. For the world, I'm Nina Porzuki, Beijing.
Come on, sing along now. You know you want to. Just be sure to sing it in a language that isn't your mother tongue. And that's it for this pod. We have tons of photos that Nina took at the competition. You can see them at pri.org/language. You can get to the same place via the World in Words Facebook page. And I'm on Twitter. I tweet under the name Patri Cox, PatriCox. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
So who's nervous for the finals?
No, you shouldn't be nervous. If you are not a little nervous, that's impossible.
Oh, why?
Because the people should be nervous. If you don't be nervous, it's impossible. You are a genius man.
If you don't want to be nervous, you can just imagine that all the people downstage peeled down their knickers, underwear.
So they're naked.
Yeah. You can just think you are just talking to your mom and dad, not all the audience.
Yeah,
and you will not be nervous. My mom and dad just say they are the judges and I need to talk to them.
The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.